right, we are back. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. And if you're just tuning in, you're not familiar with my show, you can visit my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Okay, standing by is Lena Saw, and she has written and directed a new film out called Meeting You, Meeting Me. It's a feature film, and a press release just came out, and it is an engrossing drama film about friendship by Korean-American director Lena Saw, and it's receiving a lot of accolades. It's kicking off November 15th to the 21st at the... I think it's, how do you pronounce that? L-A-E-M, LeMay? I'll ask her. The North Hollywood Cinema. And it competed in a whole bunch of awards. It's just really getting a lot of great press. So I'm really happy she is joining us right now. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The theater where the... Where it's going to be showing. How do you pronounce that?
Lemley.
Lemley, yes. I'm probably not the only one.
No, not at all. That's why I laugh.
The Lemanamananda.
I've heard many variations.
I'm like, I'm just going to...
Lemley Noho.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that up to her. So tell me how this film came about.
Well, it's been quite a long journey. I went to grad school here in Los Angeles at USC, and not long after I was out of grad school, I already made several shorts, and I really wanted to make a feature, but it's really hard to get somebody to, you know, give you that first opportunity. So I knew that I had come out of school with some amazing friends who are incredible talents in their fields, and so I grabbed several of them, and I asked them to be part of this in trying to make a feature with me. And then I also had two actresses that I knew, and I also asked them. I knew that they were amazing, and I'd been wanting to work with them more. So luckily they also said yes, so I kind of crafted this script around them, kind of with their energies in mind.
That's great. Did you have the idea completely grounded, or did it also unfold as you got to know them on camera?
I think it continued to unfold throughout the entire process. Mm. I definitely mapped out the characters pretty deeply as I was writing it out. But then even when I was writing the draft, after the first draft, there were several scenes that I might want to work out more. So then I would ask the actors to come over and we might take that scene. And I would say, you know, go beyond what's on the page and we'll see what emerges.
Yes.
So even things like that.
Right, because there's a certain chemistry that unfolds when two people connect on camera. And
exactly.
You can't write that ahead of time.
No, not at all. And it was really exciting to see the two actresses' friendship just naturally evolve as well, because they didn't know each other prior to this project. And so when I introduced them, I didn't know, I was, you know, hoping that they would get along, but I realized I hadn't done any sort of chemistry reads
sure.
or anything like that.
Oh, that's so funny. You're very lucky. Can you imagine?
I know. I'm very, very blessed.
Now, you grew up in Korea and then the Midwest, right? And also New York.
Yes, I grew up in several different places. I was born upstate New York, and then I moved to Wisconsin when I was 4, and then I moved to Korea when I was 9. And so my upbringing was just a hodgepodge of different places between the U.S. and Korea. And then I came back to the U.S. in high school and went to college in New York City. So... I feel like it definitely shaped the way that I interact with the world, the way that I'm kind of able to be a chameleon in many different places and see how different people are all just human, but, you know, they exist in a very different, maybe cultural setting.
Yes.
Whether, even if it's in the same country, I feel like every pocket is a little different.
Well, what I also love, I grew up in New York for a bit, is that you went to NYU, Tisch School of the Arts, and being in New York is such a melting pot of people, and then you come out here and you go to USC, so that must have been a great experience, the two schools.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I think moving to New York City for NYU already, that in itself was a huge culture shock, because I think even though I've lived in several different places growing up prior, New York City is completely its own thing. It's mm-hmm. so, you know, an explosion of all these different people from all different parts of the world. And I think that was a huge culture shock and a great one. I say that in the most positive sense. And I learned so much from that. And I think NYU also brings together a lot of people, some of my closest friends even now, who will maybe read the first draft of my script or mm-hmm. watch the first cut of my film. They're friends that I went to NYU with, and some of them I was living in the dorms with in freshman year. So, and then to the second part of your question, going to USC later on. So I lived in New York for several years trying to be a writer. And then at one point, one of my friends who is a filmmaker or a director, she was like, well, why don't you also try directing? And at that point, I was like, no, I could never do that. But I think it planted a little bit of a seed. And so then I started looking at grad schools or started to make a little short film. And
wait, excuse me, Lena, please don't mention the name of the film.
Oh, gosh.
Don't do that.
Okay.
That short film title? No, not on the air.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
I'm glad I was like, ooh, I better interrupt.
Oh,
her.
Yes. I'm glad you, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned okay. that. I don't even think about it. Yes.
Okay.
I moved to LA for grad school. I'm very glad I got accepted. I actually didn't even tell anybody that I'd applied other than the people that had to write me a recommendation for the school. Mm-hmm. But again, when I came out to LA, it was I was also very lucky to be put in a class with such amazing, supportive, talented people who have also become really good friends of mine.
That's great.
But, you know, it's very sunny out here. It's a very different energy. And I think I was learning a different side of the business and and different aspects of filmmaking. And, I mean, and granted, before I was mostly writing, and now I was actually getting my hands dirty with all the different departments of filmmaking while in school.
And so where are you now?
I'm currently in LA right now, geographically speaking, but mm-hmm. I have been between Korea and LA a lot the last few years.
Okay.
I've always wanted to work in Korea as well, in addition to the US, but I always thought that would be later on in my life. But actually during the pandemic that got sped up a little bit because I was on script for something that I had sold here in the US and that I couldn't meet with anyone in person. So I was like, you know what, I'll go back for a month and a half, and just write, but that became a year and a half. And I told my reps at the time, you know, if you want to set me up on any meetings in Korea, please do. I didn't really have any expectations, but they did end up putting me into some amazing meetings. And also I was in the writer's room for Apple's first Korean show, Dr. Brain, and several other projects kind of came about during that time. So I'm very glad, but I've been between both countries recently.
Okay. And when you were working on Meeting You, Meeting Me, was this during the pandemic? When did this first start?
Oh, well, so principal photography actually was prior to the pandemic. So it's in two portions. If you see the film, there's a 3 years earlier portion and a 3 years later portion. That was not the original conceit. The original story was that these two women from very different backgrounds meet by chance, and a friendship evolves over the course of a single day. So that we shot in 2019, and we were trying to finish it by the end of 2019, but then there were a couple scenes I was realizing that we need to reshoot. So we were planning to do that in 2020, but then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
So we put that aside, and we all went about our lives as best as we could for a couple years, and then came back in 2022. And at that point, that single day in 2019 seemed like such a different time that I was like, you know what, instead of reshooting these couple of scenes, why don't we shoot new present day scenes? So I ended up reframing the story and writing new scenes that start in present day. So the movie starts in present day. You meet these two women who are both in their lives. And then a few minutes in, there's a moment where we jump back in time when they recognize each other potentially and see that one day unfold, and then the movie resolves also in present day at the end. So that we shot in 2022.
Okay, and how did you come up with the idea from this film?
They always say if you to try to make a film that requires the least amount of resources as possible, okay, to grab two people and find one location. And so I was kind of starting with that idea in mind. I was thinking about, films like Before Sunrise and whatnot, but also there were these two actresses that I wanted to work with, and I was like, oh, I want to see how a friendship might evolve. And
sure.
I feel like there's not a ton of adult friendship, female friendship stories on film these days. And, you know, that really kind of digs into the nuances of these, two people as, in their lives. And so those were kind of the seedlings of this story.
But would you say, did you put yourself in this film? Like, was it something that you were also searching for, maybe, or no?
Well, I'm always very inspired by my friends in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
So I have such great friends, and I think that's also in some ways a testament to how I've moved around so much, but in different places I've always ended up leaving with maybe one or two super close friends.
That's
and
great.
And because they're new environments, they also are very different from the way that I grew up or have lived, and they end up challenging me but inspiring me. But, you know, we laugh together, we cry together, we annoy each other, but then we always want to keep hanging out together. So I think those types of friendships have very much inspired me, including my own sisters, who are also some of my best friends.
I was going to ask you that. I was reading that in your director statement, that you're very close to them. And are they in the industry as well?
No, they're in completely different fields.
Okay.
My one sister is an engineer, and the other sister is on a PhD track to become a professor of sociology.
Oh, fantastic. So, wow.
But both of them are very, very they also read all of the things that I write and give me feedback. So.
Oh, that's great.
I get a very rounded look at my things.
I think that's great. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Did you know from a young age that this was something you wanted to pursue?
It was, absolutely. Well, maybe not film writing specifically, but when I was first starting to read and write, I was reading these children's books, of course, and I said, oh, I'm going to be a children's book writer. And then when it became chapter books, I was going to write chapter books. And then when it was novels, I was going to write novels. And then I think when it came to movies, then I was like, oh, I want to write this. And so I started writing and putting up little plays, short plays, from probably about the age of 9 or 10.
Wow.
And yeah, so it was always kind of a thing that I couldn't really not do.
I love that. I mean, a lot of times people that are writers or they want to go into screenwriting, they do start when they're younger. Could be even journaling.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Because I think it's just the way that we process the world a lot of times, the way that our relationships in our lives, our experiences in our lives, we're in some ways storifying them and then trying to make sense of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be why.
As a director and someone in mm-hmm. the industry, have you found that post-pandemic life is challenging, like to reconnect with people or to connect with people? Because there is a feeling of disconnect, and post-pandemic, it's not back to what people call normal. It's different.
It is different. I think in terms of relationships, it does seem that a lot of people started to rethink who and what is important to them.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's similar for me as well. I think I just moving around a lot of times, my family is very far from me in different places. But I think during that period, even, it was kind of a reinforcement of how important they are to me and how much more time I want to spend with them. Also with friends, there were friends where we haven't spoken to in a while, but then also during the pandemic we reconnected, or other friends that we might lose touch with during that time. And you kind of realize who you wanted to spend more time with and really meant something to your life.
Sure. And I feel that perhaps some of the guests I've had on, they said that they have been changed in different ways creatively, even filmmakers, because of the insights they gained in the pandemic.
I think so. I mean, I think that's, well, I mean, this is actually just a very kind of physical thing, is that I started working in Korea a lot more as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think in that way, my, because I can also write a bit in Korean, and so it, just putting myself in a different frame of mind and writing from the Korean perspective again, that was, I mean, I don't know that that's actually exactly your question, but I do think that was a huge change for me as well, of being able to put myself back in that frame of mind a lot more as sure. a creative.
No, I would say yeah. it sounds like kind of going back to your roots.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Very meaningful. So where can people see the film again and find out more about you?
Yes. So my first feature film, Meeting You, Meeting Me, about friendship, is playing at Lemley NoHo, so the NoHo location. It's 4 times a day. Today and tomorrow are the last days until the 21st, so please go see it. It's screening 4 times a day, as I said, and I hope everyone goes out and sees it and talks about it and tells their friends. It's the Instagram handle is @meetingyou_meetingme.
Fantastic. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So great to have you on.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
You too. If you missed any part of my conversation with Lena Sub, you can listen as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. It'll be on the blog. GetTheFunkOutShow.KUCI.org. We were talking about her film, Meeting You, Meeting Me. If you're not familiar with KUCI, you can visit KUCI.org, follow our socials, KUCI-FM. If you are interested in being a guest or you know someone who would be a great guest on my show, you can send me a pitch to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, @KUCI.org. And that's it for me. And Pass Forward is up at the top of the hour with SoCal New Waver. And I will be back next week. Have a great week, everyone.